It was a foggy afternoon. Four friends, all in their late 20s, were heading to the town of Pines Peak in the state of Washington. They were city people from San Francisco on a holiday trip to experience the beautiful nature of Washington. Ben, who was driving the car, was a blonde and handsome young man who loved to exercise. His family owned an old house a few miles outside of Pines Peak. It had belonged to his family since the 1920s, but the only one who had ever lived there was his great-grandmother. She had mysteriously drowned in the lake near the house many years ago. Joining Ben were his two friends, Mike and Peter. Mike was a lazy pothead, unemployed, lived off his parents' money, and smoked a lot of weed. But he was kind-hearted and a good friend. Peter was the complete opposite. He had studied many years to become a doctor. He loved photography and was very excited about taking some beautiful pictures of nature. Joining them was also Peter's younger sister, Alice. She was in her mid-20s. She was beautiful, and Ben was secretly in love with her. She looked forward to taking some beautiful snaps for her Instagram feed.
Pine Peaks, 12 miles. Not far now. Oh man, I can't wait. I haven't seen that old house since I was a kid.
How's the Wi-Fi there?
Who cares? Forget about your phone. We're here to relax and take photos.
Hello, maybe I want to share my photos with my followers, not print them and hang them on my wall, jerk.
Guys, I forgot to bring underpants.
There's a store in town. We can swing by there later. We're here.
It looks spooky.
Nobody has really lived here for the past 50 years. It belonged to my great-grandmother. She drowned in that lake over there when she was young and made my grandmother an orphan.
What about your grandfather?
We never knew who he was. Come on, let's get inside.
The house was a large cabin with two floors. It looked very old, but still well looked after. About 50 meters down the hill, you could spot the lake with its blue waters. Surrounding the cabin was a large forest, and on the other side of the lake, you could see large mountains with tops covered in snow.
Yeah, spooky.
Welcome. Make yourself at home.
I think it's kind of cozy.
Who's that on the portrait on the wall?
It's her. My great-grandmother.
Beautiful. But she looks sad.
Hey, let's go fishing.
The first 2 days, the four friends had a great time. They were fishing, hiking, and taking photos. Mike smoked a lot of weed, as usual. There were only two bedrooms. Peter and Mike shared the first bedroom, and Ben thought that maybe Alice wanted to share the other one with him. She rejected him, and Ben had to sleep on the couch instead, which was very uncomfortable. On the third day, Peter had been catching a few fish in the rowboat out on the lake. He felt a bit odd when he got back.
Wow, you were gone a long time. How many fish did you catch?
Five.
Guys, why did the fish blush? Because it saw the ocean's bottom.
Shut up.
Do you want me to help clean them before cooking them?
No, I'm actually a bit tired. I think I'll go to bed.
That night, something happened. Ben woke up from the couch in the middle of the night. A great wind was blowing outside. It only seemed to increase more and more. Then, all of a sudden, it stopped. Ben had a strange feeling, as if something were wrong, but he was too tired to care and fell asleep again. The next day, Peter was gone.
He's probably outside taking photos somewhere.
Not likely. His shoes and jacket are still here.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Ben, Mike, and Alice went outside and looked for Peter, but there was not a trace. Ben called the police. 20 minutes later, the sheriff arrived with a few deputies.
You have any idea why Peter would just disappear? Does he have a history of sleepwalking?
No.
We found his camera down by the lake.
The sheriff's face turned cold. It was almost a look of fear. Ben, Alice, and Mike followed the sheriff and the deputy down to the lake. Another policeman picked up the camera.
It's wet.
Does it work? Let's look at the pictures. Maybe it can give us some clues.
No. Let us take this back to the station. We need to examine it. We'll be in touch. Oh, and while you're here, it's best if you don't wander away somewhere.
The sheriff and the deputies went back to their cars and left.
That was sort of like weird, wasn't it?
He knew more than he was telling us.
Who's that?
A man was observing them from the other end of the beach. He looked like a fisherman. He was old, had a gray beard and a green fishing hat.
Why is he just staring at us?
Let's go talk to him. Maybe he knows something.
Or maybe he has Peter locked up in his basement.
Ben, Alice, and Mike approached the fisherman. He looked sad and had an empty look in his eyes.
I got this. I will protect you if he tries to pull something.
Are you kidding me? You would just run away like a little girl. Let me do the talking. Excuse me, Mr. High. We live in the cabin up in the woods. My brother went missing tonight. Have you maybe seen a tall, brown-haired guy in his 20s?
You should leave now. Bad things happen here. This lake is cursed.
This lake is cursed? I like this guy. He's funny. Do you want a spliff?
There's an old legend that says that the lake devoured a man over 300 years ago. The man became one with the lake, but he was so lonely. For over 200 years he waited, until one day, when a woman turned up, she swam far out, and just like the man, she was devoured. The man thought that they would be one together forever, but he was wrong. Instead, the lake replaced him. Just like the man before her, the woman is now longing for a man. Now the wait is over.
My great-grandmother?
Wait a minute. So you're saying that Ben's great-grandmother hooked up with Peter? Wow. Talk about an age difference. What the hell are you smoking?
And how come nobody has found out about this? The police must have investigated the disappearances.
It's not just the lake that's cursed. You need to leave. Now!
Back at the cabin, the gang was confused. They were sitting by the fireplace. It was evening, and it had turned dark outside.
What should we do? Just sit here and wait? Peter is my brother.
It has something to do with the lake. But I don't believe in ghost stories.
Maybe we should listen to the sheriff and just stay here.
No, let's wait until tomorrow morning. Then we take the boat.
I agree.
Ben didn't sleep very well that night. He woke up on the couch, but this time it wasn't the great wind. Somebody was in the house. He could hear wet footsteps. It was Peter. He came into the living room. His clothes were soaked and torn, and seaweed draped from his body.
Leave now.
Ben woke up for real this time. It was just a dream. The next day, Ben, Alice, and Mike took the boat and started to row out in the lake. They wanted to see what was on the other side. Two mountains reached down into the water on the right side and the left side of the lake. There was no way Peter would have disappeared that way. It was far too steep. Ben was certain that Peter was somewhere on the other side of the lake. Ben was rowing as fast as he could.
Can't you go any faster? I thought you said you worked out.
We are in the middle of the lake now. Halfway there.
Do you want me to take over?
No, I got this.
There was a sound. It came from underneath the water. Ben stopped rowing.
Did you hear that?
All of a sudden, a great wind started blowing. It sounded just like the other night, but was stronger. Ben started rowing as fast as he could. The boat started to rock. Alice fell into the water.
help!
Ben and Mike tried to reach for her, but it was too late. She was sucked into the lake.
I can't swim! Are you going after her?
I've got a better idea.
Ben started to row back to the beach and called the sheriff. When Ben and Mike entered the cabin, they noticed something. Something that verified the story the fisherman had told them. Ben's great-grandmother was gone from the portrait on the wall. It was empty. She had been released from the spell, but that meant that Alice had taken her place. When the sheriff arrived, his face didn't have the same expression as before. He had looked worried, but now he looked resigned.
It's like we feared. The stories are true.
That means the lake has taken Alice.
Does that mean that Peter and Alice are an item now? Wow. Talk about incest.
What are we going to do about it?
There's nothing we can do. Go home. Forget about this.
But these are our friends. What kind of sheriff are you? You're a coward.
I've said my piece. Take this.
The sheriff handed Peter's camera to Ben before he left. Ben and Mike activated the camera to look at the pictures. The last one, the last Peter took before he disappeared, was of the lake. They could see Ben's great-grandmother out in the water. It looked like she was walking on the surface, just like Jesus.
Let's go to the lake and take a picture. Maybe she will appear.
I've got a bad feeling about this, Ben.
The water was misty when Ben and Mike arrived at the lake. Ben held the camera in front of his eye.
Do you see anything?
Nothing. No, wait. I see something. I think it's her.
Ben took a picture with the camera.
She is much closer now.
I don't see anything.
It's only when you look into the camera that you can see her.
Ben started to take more and more pictures, and Alice came closer and closer until she was too close. All of a sudden, Ben could feel someone grab his right leg. Alice started to pull him into the water.
Help!
Mike grabbed Ben's arms and tried to pull him up.
You're too heavy!
Mike managed to pull Ben up from the water. But Alice was quick and got a hold of Mike's leg instead. Before Ben even saw what happened, Alice pulled Mike into the water. Ben reached out his arm, but it was too late. Mike was gone. That was it. Ben had had enough. He was going to go home. He went back up to the cabin and started packing. He was going to call the police when he got back to San Francisco and have them send a real squad of police, or maybe the FBI, to investigate the lake. The sheriff and the local police of Pines Peak were a bunch of cowards and frauds. They knew what was going on here at the lake, but they did nothing. Then Ben realized something. Something the old fisherman told them.
It's not just the lake that's cursed.
What if the local police knew more than they were saying? Maybe they were in on it. Maybe they were protecting the lake. Maybe. The door opened. It was the sheriff. Ben didn't make it back to San Francisco. He disappeared and never came back. The families of Ben, Alice, Peter, and Mike wanted to know the story. The police in San Francisco offered their assistance, but local police in Pines Peak insisted that they could handle the investigation themselves. Ben, Alice, Peter, and Mike never returned.
ListenOrDie.com